This is Sean Random from the Random Bush. We're just about to kick off another fun and oddly insightful episode, though I just need to take a moment to explain. What you're listening to is our opinions, and in no way reflect the opinions of any entity, anywhere, ever, other than Andrew and myself. And though we have no intention of offending you, we do use harsh language, and from time to time, we're adults who have opinions that we express loudly, and sometimes we swear, and other fun things happen. So the point is, this show isn't for kids. We have no intention of offending you, and if we do offend you, please don't take it personally, because we're just trying to have fun. And I don't really think we're going to do anything to offend you, but long story short, that's not the intention. So thank you for tuning in. We got another great episode of Random Bush. This is Andrew Bush, and you're listening to the Random Bush Show with me, Andrew Bush, and Sean Random, who is just sitting here staring at me as I do this introduction. I sure hope that you enjoy this show, because if you do, well, then I did a good job.
Now go! Today's episode is brought to us by Bloodthirsty Murderers. Oh no, cookies! Today's episode is brought to us by home-baked cookies.
Like, if you were to go and rob someone's house, but like you're just like an honest person, and just like, hey, what do you need? I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna take your TV and your radio real quick.
I need those things. Yeah, man, but I have this drug addiction.
Right.
And see, I don't want to impose violence on you. Like, I certainly don't want to be in that situation. However, this is the situation we're in. I'm leaving here with your TV and the radio.
I know a guy who will sell, who will buy this TV for a lot of money, and I will then use that money.
It's actually a little bit of money. It's nowhere near what you paid for it.
Yeah. To fuel my crack cocaine addiction.
My rampant drug addiction.
Yeah.
And there's really nothing you can do about it. Now, I don't want to impose violence on you and your family, but if you get in my way while I'm trying to do this, that's what I have to do. So how do you want to play this?
All right, you go ahead and take TV. We're just going to go upstairs. Cool. That would be great. Don't come down.
You might want to take the Cuisinart too? Yeah. Do whatever. Whatever you can carry out.
Whatever you're doing.
Try to do it all in one run, though. Yeah. I am going to call the police, but I'll wait till you leave.
Right. And
just give me a head start, bro.
Don't just break things in anger, too, because that's just going to confuse and hurt my family.
You know, normally I would, but you've got such a nice rapport with me, and I really appreciate how you're really taking this.
I was going to see this picture of, like, your happy family. I was going to smash this one.
Just in spite, because I have a shitty family. But I'm going to leave it there. I am going to take the frame.
I am going to take the frame.
I'll leave the photo.
Right.
Pretty family, by the way.
Oh, it's awful, because that's, like, the worst feeling, I would imagine. I don't know.
But I don't want to have to deal with that. But at least they can be cordial to one another.
Uh-huh. Right.
I've heard of people. I had a friend when I was living in New York. He told me once that he got robbed while he was in Central Park. He was like, it was my fault. I shouldn't have been in Central Park that late.
Well, you got mugged?
No, here's the thing. Central Park is gigundous. It's huge. It's really easy at the corners to just cut through. You could save a lot of traffic. If you go through the city, it takes about like 10 minutes to get through that area. But if you cut right through the park, it takes like 2 minutes. It's a nice little walk through the park. But you get into a weird place around 6-8 o'clock when it starts to get dark, you know, depending on the time of year. Once it starts to get dark, Central Park isn't a really good place to be. And he was wandering through Central Park, and someone came out with a knife and wanted his wallet. And so, but he said it was just such a polite thing, because the guy came out, he's like, hey man, look, I don't want to do this, but I'm in a rough situation. I have a knife. I want your wallet. And my friend pulled out the wallet and was like, yeah, man, I'm not gonna give you any problems. Here's my wallet. He's like, hey, can I keep the cards and stuff? Like, they can't do you any good. And the guy was like, oh yeah, totally. Actually, if you just want to reach in and just pull out the cash, that's really all I want. He was like, well, I'm just gonna reach in, I'm pulling out the cash. I'm sorry, this is all I got. He's like, hey, whatever, it'll work. And the guy takes the cash and runs away. So he walked away from it like, that was a pretty good scenario, actually.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'd like to think that there was only like $60 in my wallet. So I'd like to think that that guy was running up and down the street going, I'm stabbing people today. However, for the low, low price of $60.
Yeah. Maybe that was his bargain for the day.
Right. And he was like, money well spent.
And now, random thoughts.
It could cost upwards to $1 million to raise a child nowadays. $1 million. Yeah. Based on my upbringing, my parents got me on sale.
Welcome to Galactic Empire Voicemail. You have 617 new messages. Received Friday at 4:22. Message from... deleted. Received Friday at 4:23. Message from...
hello, this is your mother.
Playing.
Oh, you're just so busy with all your intergalactic work that you don't have time to call your mother? Really? I think you should call me a little bit more often. Look at everything I've always done for you.
Deleted. Received Friday at 4:24. Message from... playing. Received Friday at 4:25. Message from...
hey, man.
Playing.
Everyone got a severance package. Hell yeah. This is the party you're looking for, man. Get down here. See you later, bro.
Message deleted. Received Friday at 4:27. Message from...
hello. This is your mother.
Playing.
Were you on Alderaan again? I told you not to go there all the time. I don't like those people, if you can call them people.
Message deleted. Message from phone number 840-352-2790-6850-2938-273-9953. Playing.
Hi, this message is for Dave Hansen, accounts receivable at Imperial Death Star Management. This is Gary from Galactic Underwriters. We spoke last week. So, anyway, I've reviewed the claim for your exploded Death Star. Just to confirm, that's license plate DRK-S1D3. Now, unfortunately, we have to deny the claim, because the insurance lapsed. Yeah, the last payment was back in October with a check from this First Bank of Alderaan. So, I'm sorry. We aren't able to help you at this time, but please feel free to call our sales department if you decide to insure any other Death Stars. Oh, I know we have a great rate on speeder bikes now, too. Just ask for our promotion code.
Message deleted. Received Friday at 4:28. Message from... message deleted. Received Friday at 4:29. Message from...
hello, this is your mother.
Playing.
Pick up the phone and call your mother.
Message deleted. Received Friday at 4:20.
And now, thoughts from the bush.
I don't think I'd make a very good vampire. I can't pull off the fashion. I get stressed about which socks to wear. Now I'm supposed to add capes.
Previously, on Random Bush.
This is a test on our friendship. It's 2:00 in the morning. There's a knock on your door. It's me. You can tell by the look on my face there's something wrong. You open the door. Sean, what's wrong? There's a dead guy in my trunk, and we need to bury this body.
Oh, God.
Did you kill this person?
Okay, look, I accidentally killed this person. Like, he killed himself. All right, you know what?
Let me get my shoes. Let's just get my shoes.
Put your shoes on. He's got this gun, and he's waving it around. Hit him with a chair.
Oh, God, Sean.
It happened so fast.
God, why did you come here?
I can't.
Why are you making me an accessory? Now I have to testify against you.
I don't want to testify against you.
What am I going to be doing that for?
I need you.
Sean.
No, I need you to help me bury this body. We need to make this disappear. This has to disappear. We'll get the food, and then we'll go. Oh shit! We gotta bury a body.
Oh,
I forgot all about that shit. We're gonna burn it.
Yeah.
Wait. Do we need shovels or wood? What are we collecting here?
Well, because I was thinking, like, you don't want to have like,
what if we just go to like a dumpster that's full of cardboard?
Mm-hmm.
We throw the body in the dumpster.
Okay.
Light the whole thing on fire.
Okay. Right. I'm down for that.
And then we just drive away. Are we then unconnected? We won't leave the gun.
What, are you just going to keep the gun?
We'll throw the gun in the ocean.
Where did the bullet go? Is it stuck?
Oh, the bullet's in him.
Oh, God. They're gonna make the connection.
Yeah, they'll be able to connect the bullet to the gun, but we'll throw the gun in the ocean.
We have to make this look like it was a suicide.
This guy's a jerk. He does all kinds of drugs and stuff. He's got enemies, the point.
We got to get up somewhere high and throw his body off with the gun. This is what we'll do.
Oh, you're going to make it look like he committed suicide.
Yeah, and jumped off a building and burnt himself.
Wait, why would he shoot himself and jump off a building?
Fell into a pool of acid. I don't know, Sean.
What if we just take him to some like scenic point and set him up like on a bench?
Right.
All right, and then put the gun in his lap.
Gun should be registered in his name.
I don't know where he got the gun. He came with that gun.
But it's his gun.
It's his gun. There's no way
it's connected to you.
No, he brought this gun into this situation. Right. Like it was his gun. He can take the gun with him when we leave him there.
If he has any
I'm saying, let's just leave him in a park.
Does he have any enemies? Is there anyone that we could like frame for this? Sort of thing?
No, we don't need to be setting anybody up for this. I don't need to be bringing anything extra weird on me. I don't know what he does in his life outside of my apartment.
Put him in a park.
Put the gun in his lap, we put his hand around the gun, we make it look like he just kind of was sitting there, he was having a bad day, and he just took himself out.
Let's write a suicide note.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
We got to find like something in his... Well, actually, he did attempt to kick me out, so he gave me that 30-day notice. I have it right here in my pocket.
Okay.
Because he just gave it to me today.
All right.
So this is an example of his handwriting.
I think I can replicate this. What should we say? Dear cruel... world. Is that too cliche?
Yeah, no, it's too cliche. Okay, right, totally. Right, yeah, that's not gonna.
No, dear.
Open ended.
Okay.
Open
ended.
Just open to the world.
Hey, world. How's that? Shit. Hello.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, world.
Hey, world. It's me. What was his name?
Mark.
It's me, Mark. No, that sounds pretty positive. Let me go back. World.
No. Skip the whole world. Make it more like
greetings.
He's kind of a jerk. Like every time he's ever seen me, he's always like, "What's up?"
All right, would he write "What's up" or does he just say it?
No, you know what? He would just start like mid-sentence. He would just be kind of like, "I'm pissed off about this."
Let's just go for it. I can no longer live in a world with shitty tenants who
don't bring
pay
the tenants into it.
His name. Okay.
Yeah, no, I paid my rent. He got it like 2 weeks ago.
Sup. Hey. No.
I think we should just like
writing a suicide note for somebody else is kind of difficult.
It is pretty complicated. You know what I mean? Never thought to sit down. Like, why would this guy have killed himself?
Okay.
I like the idea that he's secretly gay.
Yeah. How about this? He was, and somebody wasn't okay with that? Or like his father? No.
So you're saying he's ashamed?
No. Oh, yeah. He's ashamed. I'm sad. Oh, that's a good... There we go.
Okay, there you go.
Opening.
That's,
okay,
I'm
okay.
Sad.
I'm sad. This is the hardest thing I've ever had to write. That's a little bit true because I'm writing it for him. So
it's very difficult.
You
got to see it
through.
I'm
sad.
Yeah, so it's totally...
This is the most difficult thing I've ever had to write. And... The most. Do you think that he would write "and" or an ampersand?
No ampersand.
No ampersand.
No.
And this world is too cruel for me to carry on.
Oh, he's a very sensitive soul.
Yes.
I didn't realize that Mark was so...
Tell Dom I'll miss his big, fat meat rod.
Wow.
How's that?
He lost all poetry there.
Well, you want me to go back?
No, I thought you wanted that. He's totally like meat rod is the right term.
Okay. Or do you want me to make the less poetic in the beginning part there?
Keep going. I like what you have doing here.
He's got to give people stuff. Ooh.
Can he leave me the apartment?
Maybe. Let's see.
This letter will act as my last will and testament.
Letter is not only a suicide note, very well written and composed, but also
notice
my
spelling and grammar.
Last will and testament. Period. Okay?
Maybe something like, today I had a bit of a rough situation with a tenant who I respect on a very high level. Mm-hmm, and I don't know why I took it to that level.
The only way
I could possibly apologize is that this is the end of my life.
I bequeath. I acquiesced. No, wait, hold on. Not too poetic.
Right, but no, he's totally an idiot, yeah.
I am to give.
He wasn't disabled.
The guy who live here.
Whoa.
What?
This totally fell apart.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to write? It's all over the place here.
It was so poetic in the beginning.
I believe, to scratch all this out, meat rod.
Meat rod.
This outside of the last will and testament. There we go. Period. Let's start with his family. To my father, I leave my corpse, which I shot myself here in the park at. Boom. That wraps everything
that
up.
That does put a nice
right
bow on
there.
Things.
And because he never accepted me for my lifestyle or my horrid drug addiction, which I do not regret at all because I was a douchebag.
Oh, yeah, and also, I love drugs.
Oh, also, I love drugs. How many exclamation points? Like
three.
Three?
Three exclamation points.
And I'm going to circle it.
Yes.
And I'm going to circle it.
Circle it like madly.
Actually, let me go ahead and put the capital D.
Right, like right over the letters
drugs.
A couple times.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Drugs. I love drugs, especially ones that
make
me act like an asshole.
Yes.
Perfect.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
And then sign it landlord. No. Sign it Mike.
Right, Mark.
Mark.
No, do anything else? Does he have any family? Like, is his mom?
I don't know.
You want him to leave anything to you?
I was thinking he could leave me the apartment.
And to the tenant in room 102.
Oh, wait, can we get rid of the neighbor too?
102A, I leave the entire apartment and should also knock down the wall and get rid of that foppish, balding jerk. In 102B.
Yeah, I'll be honest, this day started pretty shitty, but it's working
out.
Glad I brought this to you. Like,
there
this
you
is
go.
Definitely...
Thank you for your time and consideration. Sincerely, Mark.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. P.S. Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
There we go. Perfect. Now I just go and drop his body off in the park, leave the suicide note. Everything's going to be hunky-dory.
I'm so glad I brought this to you. I was really freaking out.
I'm pretty good at writing
suicide notes.
You know?
I didn't know what I was gonna do. I'm so glad I brought this to you.
Yeah, you brought it to the right guy. Oh shit, that van just turned on its lights.
All right, we gotta get the fuck out.
All right, let's get out of here.
Hey guys. Do you like what you're hearing? Do you love what you're hearing? Does it leave you with cheering or not leave you sneering? Well, then go ahead and email us. Our email is therandombushpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
And there you have it. Once again, we have come to the end of another wonderful Random Bush show. You stuck in there all the way to the end, so I am going to kind of presume that you had a good time and you kind of enjoyed it. Well, I hope you did, and thanks. With that said, we'll see you next Thursday.